大家请坐。
哈利路亚。I can't see the audience. I can't see the congregation.
这光太强，我们都看不到会众。
Hey, this is not a cinema.
让我们。
Can we have some light, please? Amen.
好，这样我们可以看得清楚大家好。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢大家来参加今天的聚会。
And it's truly winter.
现在我们真的感觉到冬天的气氛了哈。
I notice all the thick coats are out.
是的，天气变得非常寒冷了。
And so welcome everybody.
再次感谢大家。
Every time when the air turns cold, it reminds me of the day when I was saved.
每次天气变冷的时候，都让我从回想起我初初信主的时候。
The first time I stepped into a church was the 31st of November 1983.
我在1983年11月30号这一天，我第一次去教会。
May 31st.Is it 31st?
No.
Oh, 30th. Sorry. 30th of November.
11月30号1983年11月30号这一天我第一次去教会。
So nearly 40 years ago.
对啊，所以是40年前的事情了。
I was a student.
那个时候我还是学生。
And I went into a first time in Plaster near here.
我在那个 Plaster 那个地方的教会。
And I came to aSingaporean church,
但是我是
Malaysian Singaporean church,
是马来西亚新加坡人他们的教会。
And I wanted to get out quick,
但是我想很快离开那边。
But when I left the church,
但是当我离开教会的时候
，the presence of God followed me,
然后神的同在跟随着我。
And when I went back to my halls of residence,
我回到我的学生宿舍以后呢
，concentrated love was standing at the corner.
我感觉那个神浓厚的爱仍然在我那个房间存在。
It was so powerful. You can really somehow know someone standing there.
我感觉就神的爱就好像一个感觉是一个无形中的人站在那边一样。
I said, Jesus, is that you?
然后我当时说，耶稣是你吗
？If it's you, help me to know you.
我说如果是你，请你帮助我来认识你。
And then the next day,
然后第二天
，I gave my life to Jesus.
我信了主
without hearing the gospel
但是我都还没有听到真正的福音我就把我的生命交给了主
no one told me about the gospel yet
当时还没有任何人给我谈起福音
but that concentrated love standing in my room was enough
但是在我房间里面我所感受到神的一种爱的同在的时候改变了我
three weeks later
然后那之后的三周
I was baptized there
然后呢我在 ECM 教会的这个当时这个洗礼池
behind this wall Behind this wall is a baptism pool.
但是在这个墙之后呢，有个洗礼池，我在那边接受洗礼。
In this very church.
就是在今天我们这个教会。
So 40 years ago.
四十年之前。
So I've been a Christian longer than a lot of people age.
可能我信主的时间比我们当中很多弟兄姊妹的年龄都更长。
And then many people used to say to me, Joshua, you're on fire, but that's only for the first year.
很多人说哇。就算你是真的很为主火热，但是我说我知道第一年是这样子的。
I wish I can tell them 40 years later I'm still on fire.
我希望我在四十年后的今天，我仍然告诉他们，我仍然对主火热。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is we're coming to the end of November.
好像我们接近已经一年的尾声了，到十月底了。
And often it's time to reflect about this year.
那是我们常常会借这样的机会来回馈这一年所发生的事情。
And all you know, then you start making all kinds of pledges for next year.
那么可能我们会对新年有各样的期许和愿望。
But there is one desire in my heart for myself and all of you.
那么在我心中呢，对我自己，包括对我们的会众呢，我有这样一个愿望。
It may sound a bit strange, but I find the longer that I'm a Christian, the more urgent it becomes and more important.
可能你听上去觉得很奇怪，但是我做基督徒越久，我就觉得这个话题非常的重要，很急迫跟大家分享。
And that's my desire for you to be set free from religion.
这也是我的心愿，让大家从这个宗教的灵得释放。
It's a religious spirit.
是这个宗教的灵。
That looks like God.
看上去是神。
Sounds like God.
听上去也像是神。
But it's not God.
但却不是神自己。
And I'm afraid a lot of Christians are bound by a religious spirit.
很遗憾的是，很多基督徒呢都被这个宗教的灵所捆绑。
Thinking we're okay.
觉得我们好像都不错。
You see, it is a stronghold.
其实这个宗教灵是一个捆绑。
It is a mindset.
是我在意念里的捆绑。
It is a deception.
是一个谎言。
Thinking that we know the truth.
觉得我们知道定真理。
And that everything we're doing pleases God.
或者我们 在教会做的所有的事情呢，讨神喜悦。
Or a particular thought that is biblical.
或者觉得我们的某个想法都是属圣经的。
You see, the battle is in our mind.
我们知道属灵征战就在我们的意念当中。
If you notice,The politicians, the world is after your mind.
就好像这个世界所有的政治家，他们都要来尝试来夺得你的意念。
When you go shopping, they're after your mind.
我们去商场购物的时候，所有那些商家都要引起你的意念。
So that you don't know why you buy yourself stuff that you don't really need.
所以可能你去到那边去逛街的时候，你买了一些可能你自己根本不需要的东西。
So the battle is in our mind.
所以我们的征战在我们意念当中。
Whatever, however you think, whatever you believe is how you live.
你相信什么？你相信的怎么去相信，就影响你生活的方式。
And so the devil, if he can't get you saved, stop you from being saved, he will stop you from living a victorious Christian life.
所以仇敌如果不能阻止你得救，他所做的阻止你做一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
He wants you to have a form of religion, but that's not.Christ.
他想呢，你在你的思想当中有这个宗教的仪式，而并不是属基督的。
A form of Christianity that doesn't work.
他想你所信仰的东西在你的生活当中却行不通。
For example, when I say, "Is God good?" Everybody say, "Yes, He is good."
比如说，那我们问你哈，神是好的吗？我们会说，是的，神是良善的神。
That's just being religious.
如果我们这样说，好像看上去没什么，但是其实很属
really、
属宗教的。
That God is good to you.
问题是你真的知道神对你好吗？
Do you understand? Sometimes we say that God is good, but we know He's not good enough in our lives.
很多时候我们口里这样说神是好，但是我们心里就觉得好像神对我还不够好。
So therefore, we believe in a religion, but haven't believed in a real reality of God.
所以我们所相信的这个好信仰，并没有在我们的生命当中发生果效。
Amen.What we understand as theoretical has to be practical.
我们所相信的头脑的理论的知识必须能可以应用在我们的生活
当中。It has to work.
必须在我们生活当中行得通。
If it doesn't work, it means there is something missing.
如果我们的信仰在我们的生命当中行不通，那么就说明有些东西我们迷失了。
We haven't quite got hold of God the way He wants us to.
我们没有按照神想让我们得着的方式来进行。
Amen. And so,The battle is in our minds.
所以这个征战在我们的意念当中。
God wants you to know the truth and live the truth.
神想让你认识真理，并按照真理而行。
A Christianity that actually works.
要我们知道我们的基督徒的信仰是真的行得通。
That actually will make a difference in your life.
会真的在我们的生命中产生一种变化、改变。
Not just a system of belief.
并不是一个好像一个系统的一种信仰、宗教。
The enemy wants you to know a different Christianity.That does not work.
仇敌想尝试来蒙蔽我们，知道一种好像很宗教仪式的一种信仰，而不是真正的基督。
A few weeks ago, I showed you a scripture, Deuteronomy 22 verse 19 says that.
那么在我之前的分享当中，跟大家分享生命记22
And it says that you cannot sow two different types of seed into the same ground.
但是那个经文讲是我们在地里面不可以撒两种种子。
Because if you do, the crop will be ruined.
如果我们撒两种不同的种子呢，那个庄稼会被有亏损。
And so the devil knows that.
那么仇敌也知道这个道理。
Whenever God sows the truth, He will sow something that looks like the truth.
所以当每次神在我们心里撒这个真理的种子的时候，仇敌也会撒一个看似是真理的种子。
Jesus spoke about a parable where.They sow the wheat, the seeds of the wheat.
所以当耶稣讲这个撒种的比喻的时候，有种子，那么也会有败子。
But the enemy came by night and sowed tares that looked like wheat.
所以呢，仇敌在夜晚来呢，撒的那个种子看似是庄稼的那个败子、杂草。
And that's the dangerous one because you can't tell which is the truth.
所以这是很危险的，因为我们不能分辨哪个是真的，哪个是假的。
But you can tell at the harvest time.
但是到收成的时候呢，我们就可以分辨出来了。
When it's fully grown.
当那个庄稼完全长成之后。
We can tell whether we got a religion or not by its fruits.
我们可以借着我们的我们所结出来的果子，可以分辨我们是否有这个宗教的灵。
Does it work?
或者说我们的信仰是否行得
通？ Our Christianity has to be faith-based, but the faith has to produce evidence. That is, we got it. That the faith is the real faith.
所以我们基督教的信仰是专注我们的信心，这个信心必须在我们生命中产生果效，结出好的果子。
That's why Hebrews 11 says, faith is a substance. It is an evidence of something that hasn't happened yet.
所以在希伯来书十一章讲关于信心的定义，说信心是那个实底，是那个未见之事的确据。
So my desire in 2024 is for you to discover Christianity in a greater depth that actually works.
所以在2024年，我对我们所有人的一个期许就是，愿我们可以发现我们更深的认知我们的信仰。
So that your faith in the Word of God grows.
所以我们扎根在神话语里面的信心可以增长。
Whatever God says in the Bible, as long as it's understood correctly, it will work.
神在圣经里所讲的话，只要我们正确的去理解，一定是行得通的。
And I tell you, it does work.
我告诉大家，真的行得通。
It does work.
真的行得通。
In these 40 years, many times it doesn't work. It's usually because of something that I missed.
在我过去40年的经历，如果神的话语行不通，其实是因为我自己错失了一些地方。
And many people, the reason why Christianity doesn't work is because you haven't got patience.
或者对于我们有些基督徒，这个神的话语在你生命中还没有产生果效，是因为我们还缺乏这个耐心。
You didn't realize that God works in the process.
我们可能没有意识到神是按照这个过程在做事。
If you want it to eat chicken,
如果你要好像吃一只鸡
，Today we just go to KFC.
今天可能我们去 KFC 肯德基去买一只
fish and chip shop,
或者去炸鱼店买就好了。
With God, you have to have an egg first.
但是在以前是一定要有一个鸡蛋。
The egg has to hatch.
那个鸡蛋孵化小鸡。
The chick has to grow into a chicken.
小鸡要长成大鸡。
The chicken then has to be killed and plucked and then cooked.
然后那个鸡肉呢会被宰杀去毛，然后清洗干净才可以吃。
It takes time.
是需要一个时间和过程的。
Amen. When you say God, I want to eat chicken in your prayer.
如果你在你祷告中跟神讲说，神啊，我想吃鸡肉。
He gives you an egg.
他会给你一颗一粒蛋。
So has he answered your prayer or not?
那神有没有垂听你的祷告呢？
When you ask God, He gives you seed. Has He answered your prayer or not?
当你跟神求一样东西，神会给你那个事情的种子的时候，你觉得神有没有垂听你的祷告呢？
He has. You just have to wait.
那神确实是回应你的祷告，只是我们需要耐心去等候。
It takes faith to process it.
因为需要我们的信心来浇灌这种子来发芽。
But we live in a microwave oven type of society. Ding, ding, ding.
但很遗憾，我们现在事情就是技术的微波炉的那个时代，任何事情也很快速的发生。
And so we need to avoid the seed from the enemy.
所以我们要避免仇敌给我们生命中撒的那个种子。
Because it will destroy the seeds of God that is in us.
因为不小心就会毁坏神在我们里面撒的这个真理的种子。
The lies of the enemy will confuse the truth that is in us.
仇敌给我们的谎言会混淆神给我们的真理。
And the Bible calls that the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
在圣经当中，耶稣是以法利赛人的教来形容这个东西。
We all heard of that before, hasn't it?
我们都听过这个经文。
The yeast of the Sadducees and Pharisees is the seed of the enemy.
这个法利赛人、撒都该人他们的教就是仇敌给我们撒的。
That is the seed of religion.
这就是宗教灵的一个种子。
Because these are the religious leaders that spent all their life studying scripture.
这些宗教领袖、宗教人士，他们花很多时间来研读圣经。
And they became the religious leaders of Israel during Jesus' time.
他们在耶稣时代呢，成为那些以色列百姓的宗教领袖。
Instead of people whose eyes are open, who understand the truth, Jesus called them blind people.
与其说他们是灵眼打开明白真理的人，耶稣称他们为瞎眼之人。
Amen. He called them hypocrites.
神称为他们假冒伪善之人。
That's what religion gives us. It's a form of godliness. It looks great on the outside, but it's hypocrisy.
所以宗教灵给我们的就是一个敬虔的外表，但是是一个污秽的内心。
Amen. And so in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, Jesus says to the people, watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
在马太福音的十六章六节这里说，耶稣对他们说，你们要谨慎，要警备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。
So the yeast is the leaven. The yeast is the leaven.
所以这个他们这个撒都该人的教就是。
And God speaks about the teachings of the Pharisee being something that spoils everything else.
所以主耶稣在讲说，那些法利赛人和撒都该人他们的一些教导呢，就破坏了神的道。
It gives the person pride, thinking they know the truth.
所以他们的听了他们的道呢，让人觉得很傲慢，觉得自己知道真理。
And that's why the phrase puffed up comes from.
所以就是让这个人好像发酵了一样。
Because the yeast puffs up the bread.
因为这个酵母呢，会叫这个面粉发起来。
So we all get puffed up thinking we understand the truth. That's religion.
所以人好像被打气一样，哦，就好像。
Verse 12 said, then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
So
verse 12.
好，那么在十二节说。门徒这里晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的教，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
Do you see that? Jesus warned of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees because they are the teaching, the wrong teaching of God.
所以主耶稣呢，在警戒他的门徒说他们要防备法利赛人和撒都该人他们的教训，因为他们的教训就好像这个饼的教义。
It sounds like Bible, but it's not Bible.
听上去好像属圣经，但却不是属圣经。
And that's why today, when you turn on the internet, on the YouTube, and the social media, everybody is telling you the truth.
所以当我们像去到社交网站，在油管上面听到很多那些讲到，好像所有人都告诉你真理。
But is it the truth?
但真的每个人讲的都是真理吗？
There's only one way to find out is to read the Bible yourself.
那么只有一个方法可以分辨，就是我们自己来读圣经。
Does it actually say what that?Person is telling me.
所以就是这个人给我讲的东西是不是真的是基于圣经的。
Many times when people argue with me about the Bible, the first thing I say to them, show me where is that in the Bible.
很多时候跟我争论圣经的知识的时候，我就让他们给我指出来给我看。
And they always say, somewhere in there.
然后他们总是很含糊的跟我说，
I said, excuse me,
哦，在哪里。
You don't really know where it is, so you never read it. I'm telling you, there's no such a verse.
然后我就说其实，其实你根本都不知道有没有这个经文，你自己都没有读过。
When a Jehovah Witness trying to show me that I misunderstood the Bible, he turned his Bible and showed me Philippians chapter 2.
然后那个耶和华见证人尝试来跟我讲说我的理解是错误的，他翻到腓立比书第二章给我看。
And he tried to explain to me what that scripture says.
他尝试来给我解读那个经文的意思。
Then I said to him, "Do you mean?" Kenosis. I said to him. He said, what's that?
然后我说你是不是 Kenosis 这个东西？然后我问他。
What you are trying to explain to me is the Greek word for what you're trying to explain to me.
然后我告诉那个耶和华见证人说，你跟我讲的其实就是用希腊文所解释的。
What you have just told me is what someone told you, but it's not actually what the Bible says.
你跟我说的并不是你从圣经上读到的，而是可能听取别人所说的。
And when I explained to him, he shut up.
然后我真正给他解释那个经文意思的时候，他就闭嘴了。
You see, many times we hear what people tell us, but have we read it ourselves? Because the Bible encourages us to search truth ourselves from within the Bible.
很多时候我们只是道听途说，听别人讲一些东西，但是我们自己并没有真正的去查考圣经去翻读。
Because if not, you're going to go home with religion.
如果我们不小心的话，我们回家就会带着这个宗教的灵。
Something that sounds like the Bible, but it's not what God said.
很多时候听上去像是圣经的，但并不是从神而来的。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus absolutely is very angry with all this.
所以主耶稣对这种宗教灵是很痛恨的。
You see, many times we find that Jesus is very forgiving and very, very easygoing, but when it comes to religion, He is absolutely ruthless.
所以当主耶稣我们看到平时他对待一些事情是很有良善很赦免饶恕但是对于这一点他是很痛恨的
Here the Pharisees and Sadducees called them the disciples of Moses
所以当时法利赛人和撒都该人称他们是摩西的门徒
But Jesus called them your father is the devil
但是法利赛人自称他们是摩西的那个后裔但是他说你的父是是魔鬼
Imagine calling a pastor you're a Satanist
就好像称呼一个牧师你是那个拜撒旦教的
But in fact, you could be.
但是如果不小心可能你真的成为这样的人
But on the outside you may look like somebody very holy but you could be a devil
但是你的外表看着你很虔诚 很属神的但是你的里面却是属魔鬼的
So we've got to be very careful
所以我们也真的要很小心
Amen? I spoke to a very very important minister before and one of his specialities is in deliverance
那么我之前跟一个很出名的一个讲员沟通过他的那个他专注的点是那个释放工作赶鬼的工作
I said one of the biggest problems in church are actually the leaders
他说其实教会里面很大的问题是源于那个领袖
sometimes they are bound by the enemy they don't even realize
很多时候教会的牧者他们被捆绑他们都没有意识到
And so these Pharisees and Sadducees they think they are Moses' disciples and yet Jesus said you are the father is your devil
那么这里就是好像这些法利赛人他们自称自己是摩西的后裔摩西是他们的父但是耶稣称他们说你的父是魔鬼
God hardly ever does Jesus have a good word to say about these people
那么对于这些人耶稣没有什么好言之词
In fact he spent the whole ofMatthew chapter 23 using the word woe
所以耶稣在马太福音二十三章整章说你们有祸了来形容这些人
woe
哇、wow, 有祸了
whole chapter
整个二十三章马太福音
in other words Jesus is warning us don't become religious
所以这里耶稣在警戒我们不要成为那种宗教人
because not only are you puffed up
你不光你里面自我膨胀
you become judgmental
你变成很有论断的人
the Pharisees and Sadducees are very good at judging people
那么法利赛人和撒都该人他们非常擅长去论断人
and so Jesus in chapter 23 in verse 27 let me just quote you one woe that Jesus said about them
我只是来摘取马太福音二十三章里面的一节给大家看看
woe to you scribes and Pharisees hypocritesFor you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and are all unclean.
马太福音二十三章二十七节讲：你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
Verse 28 says.So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
二十八节，你们也是如此，外面对人显出公义，里面却满了虚伪和不法的事。
So they call themselves the disciples of Moses.
他们自称自己是摩西的门徒。
But according to Jesus,
但是按主耶稣所说的
they break all the laws of Moses.
他们却没有遵守摩西的所有的律法
They are lawless themselves.
他们是无法
之人 They don't care what Moses taught.
他们根本去藐视摩西所讲的律法
But they want all the honor and all the glory of being a disciple of Moses.
但他们却要在外面所有那些作为摩西门徒的那些尊荣
Sometimes when we see our politician, we see hypocrisy.
很多时候我们看到我们国家的政客们我们觉得他们是很假冒伪善的人
They give you promise after promise after promise
他们给你的应许一个接一个
But they don't do it
但没有一个应
实现 But they do the opposite
他们去做相反的事情
And similarly this is what Jesus is saying about the religious leaders What they say is not what they do In fact they do worse than what they tell you
相同的就好像这里耶稣所批评的这些政治领袖他们没有做他们应该做的反而做了更糟糕的事情
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 gives the definition of what is being religious mean
所以在提摩太后书
Next slide please
提摩太后
It says having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people.
提摩太后书三章五节说，有敬虔的 外貌却背弃了敬虔的实质，这等人你要避开。
Remember this, right? Being religious is having a form of godliness but without power.
那个有这个宗教的灵的那种彰显的，就是很有敬虔的外表，但是却没有实质和能力。
Having a form of Christianity that doesn't work.
就好像有一个基督徒的一种外在，但却没有那种实质。
It sounds great.
听上去很好听。
It makes sense in our ears, but it doesn't work.
但是耳朵听上去很好，但是在我们的实际，我们的生活当中却行没有行出来。
Amen. I'm getting there. What I'm trying to tell you is that until you recognize what is a religious spirit and what is the Holy Spirit, you can't move on in your life.
大家跟大家花这么多时间讲，是大家开始认识到什么是真正的宗教灵，什么是圣灵。如果不意识到这两点的话，我们不能前进。
Because your eyes are always blind to what's going on in your life, what's going on, what is the real problem.
因为你对你现在生活当中发生的事情，你没有这个真实的看见，你是瞎眼的。
You find that your prayer has no power.
你会觉得你的祷告没有能力。
You pray, you find that every day, whatever you do, it seems to lack power.
你会觉得每天你所做的事情都缺乏能力。
God seems to be missing.
你觉得好像神没有在你的生命当
中。No matter what you do, God seems to be absent.
不管你做什么事情，你觉得好像神都没有参与进来。
If that's happening,is because the religious spirit is hindering you from coming to God.
如果这样的情况的话，那么就是这个宗教灵在拦阻你进入到神的真实的灵
中。The enemy has sown a seed into your mind.
那么这个仇敌撒了这个种子在你的意念当中。
A yeast is in your mind.
有这个酵母在你的意念当中。
That's spoiling the truth.
可以真的在破坏你所要证实的真理。
You know that God is good.
你可能知道神是好的神。
But why is it I can't believe that?
为什么我不能真实的去相信他的良善呢？
Because religion is getting in the way.
因为这个宗教灵在拦阻你认识。
Now, I know it's going to be hard to understand, but if you just put that into your heart, allow the Holy Spirit throughout 2024 to bit by bit, set you free from the religious spirit,then you know what I'm talking about.
所以刚才现在你听我讲这些，你觉得很难去消化理解，但是我们把这样的一个想法先放在我们的心中，在2024年我们慢慢的允许圣灵在我们里面一点点释放，我们从这个宗教的灵释放出来，那么你就知道我今天所说什么意思了。
OK, how many of you have heard this phrase Judeo-Christianity?
有多少人听过这个说法是、犹太
犹太教
的基督徒。
Because everybody equates Judaism and Christianity as being similar or have the same kind of history.
很多人呢把这个犹太教和基督教，他们都觉得看得很相似，或者有相似的一个背景。
Even though the two are incompatible.
虽然这两个宗教是完全不可不用来相比的，无法相比的。
Because one comes from the Bible.
因为有一个是从圣经而来，
and it points to Jesus.
是指向基督的。
The other one does not come from the Bible and points away from Jesus.
另外一个宗教呢，并不是从圣经而来，而是反向，并没有指向基督。
Now, I didn't say that. Jesus said that.
我自己没有这样说，主耶稣在圣经当中讲到。
Surprise!
很意外的。
But today, all over the internet.Everybody is trying to promote Judaism within Christianity.
但是很奇怪的，在现今在网络上，很多讲到他们在基督教当中尝试要宣提升这个犹太教的说法。
Now, some of you after this might disagree with me, and then will argue with me and text me, but I'm going to delete your text.
可能我们当中有些人听到我今天讲到以后，你会跟我有争论，不同意我，不认同我的说法。
Because all I'm doing is telling you something that Jesus says many times in the Bible.
但是我今天跟你讲的是在圣经当中耶稣多次所讲到的问题。
And yet, if we read the Bible, instantly you realize what the enemy is trying to do.
如果你真的读了圣经，你就知道仇敌想要做什么了。
And then you realize why Christianity doesn't work in my life.
然后你会明白为什么在我们的信仰在我生命当中行不通呢？
Because the yeast of the Pharisee has spoiled the truth that God has sown.
所以就好像法利赛人这个教在我们生命当中产生，就是阻挡我们去认识神的圣灵真理。
So what did Jesus say?
那么主耶稣到底说了什么呢？
You see, true Judaism is in the Old Testament.
那么真的这个犹太教呢，其实只是在基于旧约里面。
But in the time of Jesus, that's not what they had.
那么在耶稣的时代的并不是他们所有的。
What the Pharisees and Sadducees believed in is not what Isaac and Abraham and David and all the others believed in.
其实在当时法利赛人和撒都该人他们当时所信的东西并不是跟旧约当中好像。
You understand?
亚伯拉罕他们大卫所相信的是一致的。
So the question you got to ask is, what do you mean by Judaism?
所以你要问的问题就是这个犹太教到底是信什么呢
Amen. If you're talking about Judaism as in the Old Testament, yes, I agree with you. We are brothers and sisters.
如果你说犹太教呢只是代表了旧约，那么我认同你。
We believe in the same Bible.
我们相信的是同一本圣经。
But if you're talking about Judaism, right, that Jesus is talking about, then I'm not your friend.
但是如果你说的是耶稣他当时讲的这个犹太教呢，那我就不是与你为友了。
And that's why they want to crucify Jesus.
这就是为什么当时那些人他们想要钉耶稣钉十字
架。So how did Jesus define Judaism in the Bible?
那么在圣经当中，主耶稣是如何来定义这个犹太教的呢
？He calls that the tradition of man.
他称为人的一个世俗的一种传统。
Amen. You see, in the time of Jesus.In their religion, they have what you call the written Torah, which is the Old Testament.
那么在当时耶稣的时代呢，他们有那种旧约的那种律法。
But then,
Torah.
But then came along came some religious leaders that says, okay, you can own there is an additional set of God's law called the oral traditions.
那么当时他们在这个本身的律法当时摩西的律法当中又说有额外的添加的那些律法。
So, Judaism has two parts. One is the Bible.
所以这个犹太教有两部分。一部分呢是圣经的属于旧约的。
And we agree with that.
也是我们所认同的一部分。
That is the truth.
那么这部分呢是真理。
But then, they added just as equally as important,called the tradition of man.
然后呢他们加了一部分呢叫做人的一种传统那么与旧约是同样同等重要的。
What they call the oral law.
Oral 就是。
What the religious leaders wrote down. They make that equally as important as the Old Testament.
他们把这种人所设立出来的律法和条例呢变得跟旧约一样同等重要。
So when someone says to you Judaism, what does that mean?
所以当有人跟你说提起这个犹太教的时候
Someone say that to me, oh, do you mean the Old Testament? They say, yes, okay, yeah, hallelujah.
如果有人说这个犹太教只是属于旧约的一部分，那么我认同。
No, if they say, no, what the oral law? No, in Jesus' name.
然后如果只是 oral, 就是人的口中所那种律法，那种人世俗的那种条例。
And that's what Jesus is talking about.
这也是主耶稣在论断的一部分。
And this is where we misunderstand what the Bible is talking about.
这也是让我们与圣经的道理所混淆的地方。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why every single time the Pharisees are looking at Jesus and say, "You're breaking the law."
所以为什么每次那些法利赛人见到耶稣的时候，就总是指着他说你那个破坏了律法。
You're healing on the Sabbath.
你在那个安息日来行医治的事。
Your disciples are eating the grain.
他们在守安息日的时候，他们会吃那个田里的稻那个庄稼。
And then Jesus ignored them.
然后呢，主耶稣就没有忽略了他们。
Now is Jesus lawless? Is Jesus being lawless?
所以是耶稣成为了那个不守法的人吗
？Is he breaking the Old Testament law?
他没有遵守那个旧约的律法吗
？No.
完全不是的。
That's why when I didn't understand this, when I read the New Testament, I thought, Jesus, you keep disobeying the law.
所以当我刚开始没有明白这个道理的时候，我觉得主耶稣为什么一直没有遵守这个律法呢
？No, Jesus was disobeying their law.
所以主耶稣其实不遵守的是他们人所定的那些世俗的条例。
Amen. Their law is religion.
他们的那个律，人的律法其实就是这个宗教。
It is a religious spirit that designed to bind you.
是那宗教灵常识来捆绑人。
I can't do this. I can't do that.
说我这个也不能做，那个也不可以做。
They got hundreds and hundreds of law.
他们有成千上百条额外的那种条例。
Whereas God only gave us 10 commandments.
但是神所赐给他们只是十条诫命。
And David called them the honeycomb.
大卫称为好像蜂蜜一样。
Because God's word, God's truth is a blessing.
他觉得神的律法是一种祝福。
That's why Jesus said, I have come not to break the law, but to fulfill the law.
所以主说我来不是要来破坏律法而是要成就律法中的每一条
Amen But what he did come is to break the Pharisees and Sadducees law
但是他来也是为了破 来打破那些人的条例
So why am I saying this
我为什么跟大家讲这个呢
Whether we are Baptists or Pentecostals We make sure that we are free from the tradition of men
所以不管我们是在基督教当中属于哪个教派我们都要确保我们自己从这个宗教人的那种条例当中得释放
It has to be based on the Bible
我们所信仰的必须基于圣经
Because only the biblical truth can set you free
因为只有圣经的真理才能赐我们自由
Only the biblical truth is a blessing to you
只有属圣经的真理才是一种祝福
Everything else that looks like the Bible is not the Bible
任何东西看似属圣经但都不是属圣经的
It's a tradition of man
都是从人而来的一种
条例 Sounds like the Bible
听上去好像属圣经
Amen And that's why we have to be very careful
所以就是我们为什么要非常小心
Like I said to you a few weeks ago God never told you to be good right? To be a good person
神没有告诉我们要做好人
Because the Bible says nobody is good.
因为圣经说没有一个人是好的。
Only God is good.
只有神是良善的。
But it sounds like Bible. Oh, you need to be a God. The Bible wants you to be a good person.
或者如果你不小心的话，有人对你说：“哦，圣经教导我们要做好人。”
If someone says that to me, I'll say, "Are you telling me to be the impossible?"
然后如果有人这样对我说，我会问反问他：“你难道让我做这不可能的事情吗？”
To what standard am I a good person?
那么按照什么标准我才能做这个好人呢？
According to the Bible, nobody is good.
按照圣经讲，没有一个人是良善的。
Except God.
除了神以外。
Because Jesus himself says that.
因为主耶稣自己说的。
But instead, the Bible tells me to do good things, to do right things.
那么相反的，圣经教我们做正确的事情。
Whether I am good or not.The Bible tells me to leave it to God's judgment in the last day.
那不管我是否我是好还是不好，那么都是神的手中来审判的。
I tell you, when I realize that, it sets me free. It allows me to be myself. No more burden. No more rope hanging on my neck.
所以，真的，当我意识到这个真理的时候，当我给我带来很大的释放，我就不用再。强逼我自己做那些不可能的事情。
Because I realize we spend all our lives for the opinion of people to say, oh, you are a good person. And then the other person say, no, you're not a good person. But the other person say, you're a good person. You see, you're forever looking for, am I a good person? But God is saying, leave that with me.
所以很多时候我们在生活中我们会发现我们常常会轻取周遭身边人的意见来判断我们自己是不是好人每个人有不同的意见但是
Only God can tell us whether you're good or bad
但是我们知道我们好与不好都是基于神来做这个审判
Because we're going back to the tree of good and knowledge of good and bad
当我们回到这个分辨善恶的这个树的时候
Do you understand? Religious spirit tells you Oh,God wants you to be a good person. Or we say, that is a good person. That is a bad person. God is saying, nobody is good.
所以就好像这个宗教灵来尝试来论断我们，这个人是好人，这个人是不好，这个是做好事情。
But instead, the Bible teaches us.
但是圣经教导我们。
Whether you're good or bad, just do good things, do right things.
但是圣经教导，不管你是好人还是不是，你觉得不好的人，我们要做的就是按照神的心意来做对的事情。
And when that happens,
但这件事情发生的时候
Suddenly you begin to do things good You do things well. You do things that are right.
你开始来做对的事情，开始做讨神喜悦的
事情。Where you're trying to be a good person, it's always something that you can't quite achieve.
当你尝试要做那个人眼中的好人的时候，觉得好像永远达不到这种标准。
Do you see how when you break that religious cycle, suddenly you're set free to be able to do the very thing that you want to do?
当我们从这个宗教的灵当中说，这个捆绑当中释放出来的时候，我们可以做我们想做的事情。
So Mark chapter 7 is an example of what Jesus gives us about how something that the Pharisees taught that sounded like the Bible, but is not actually the Bible.
在马可福音第七章，我们看到说，这里就是法利赛人他们讲的东西，看似属圣经，但却不是基于圣经真理的。
Verse 6 says, and he said to them, Well, did Isaiah prophesy?You hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
马可福音七章六节，耶稣对他们说：“以赛亚指着你们这假冒伪善的人所预言的，说得好，如经上所记，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，他们的心却远离我。
In vain they worship me.”Teaching as doctrine commandment of men, you leave the commandment of God and hold the tradition of men.
好，下一节。你们，他们把人的规条当作教义教导人，他们拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，来拘守人的传统。
See, here is Jesus attacking not the Judaism of the Old Testament, but the Judaism of the tradition of man.
所以耶稣这里指证的不是关于旧约的那个犹太教，而是关于他们所讲的人的传统的这一部分。
So whenever someone say to you Judaism, you say, do you mean the Old Testament or do you mean the tradition of man? Get that clear.
所以当有人在跟你提起犹太教的时候，你要跟他们问清楚，是指旧约的内容呢，还是指人的传统这一部分
？And so Jesus quoted something that they taught in the tradition of man.
所以耶稣引用了他们在人的传统当中所提到的这一点。
And he said to them, you have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles a father or mother most surely die.
好，下一节。耶稣又说，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，为要守自己的传统。摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必须处死。
So the Old Testament says honor your mother and your father, right?
旧约当中说我们要孝敬我们的父母。
Amen?
Amen.
Honor your mother, everybody knows that.
大家都知道这个诫命。
And David called it the honeycomb. It's something sweet. If we live by it, we will be so blessed.
这个律法呢，被在大卫口中称为蜂蜜一样的甜，甘甜。如果遵守，我们会就得蒙福。
Amen. The commandment is teaching us if you want to be blessed, honor your parents.
所以诫命是教导我们，如果我们要得蒙祝福，我们就要这样做。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's not what the Pharisees taught.
但这并不是那些法利赛人他们所教导的。
Next slide says that. But you say, if a man tells his father and his mother.Whatever you have gained from me is Corban. That is given to God.
你们十一节说，你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所供奉你的已经做了割耳饭，割耳饭就割耳板就是奉献的意思。
What is Corban?
这个奉献，这个
is that the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn?
这是不是劳动党的那个
？No, Corban is.When you set aside something like money or gift for God,
这里讲是说你把一部分你的金钱或者东西分别开来，分别为圣。
It's something that you have dedicated.
是你要奉献给神的东西。
On a particular special occasion,
在一个特别的节期。
So what the Pharisee did twisted it.
那么这个法利赛人把这个真理呢就扭曲了点。
So.If Ruth was my parent,
如果 Ruth 是我的父母
and I want to bless her with £100,
如果我要给用100块钱来孝敬她
the law say that is good because you're honoring her.
但是按照律法来说，这样好的，因为你在孝敬你的父母
God will commend you.
神会来
and it's a good thing.
赞许你，你是好的
But then the Pharisee said, instead of giving it to your mom and dad, it is better to make it a Corban.
他说啊，但是法利赛人却说，如果你把孝敬父母的钱拿来奉献给神
and turn it into a special gift for the temple.
那么把这个要孝敬父母的钱呢，来把它转换要放到神殿里面的一个奉献。
So that they can receive that money.
他们这样讲呢，是因为他们自己可以把
这钱拿起来。 Do you see how they twisted it?
看他们如何扭曲这个说法。
Now, honoring your mother and father is the Old Testament, and it is good.
那么按照旧约来讲，孝敬父母是对的。
But the traditional man says it is better to give it to the temple as Corban.
但是
not Jeremy Corbyn, not Labour Party.
但是按照人的这个传统
as a dedication.
但是人的按照人的传统，这些法利赛人他们的教导说，那么与其孝敬父母，你把这个钱奉献给神殿更好。
Here.It sounds like Bible.
好像就看上去还是挺属圣经的。
To dedicate it to the temple.
好像你是献给神的殿。
It sounds like Bible.
很属灵，是不
是？It sounds like God.
好像是从神而来的。
Why did Jesus was angry and told them, "You guys, this is how you twist things. This is how you burden people. This is how you make God's word in vain."
所以为什么？但是主耶稣却这大大的去训责他们，责备他们说：“你们不能当的担子加给人呢？”
Amen. I remember years ago when I was in Kensington Temple and I was actually working in the Bible College.
我记得很多年前我在 KT 侍奉的时候呢，我在神学院工作。
That particular year, I was in charge of sorting out potential candidates, verifying whether they are okay to be students.
那么当时我的工作呢，负责把那些所有申请来读神学的人，我来批准他们是否符合，来批准他们的要求。
I've seen many students already, and I was getting tired.
那当时我看到很多那些申请者他们的简历呢，我其实已经很累了。
Then I saw this guy came with a long beard.
那当时呢，我也另外一个学生进来，他有留了很长的胡子。
I said, brother, do you want to join the Bible College? He said, yes.
然后我说，这位弟兄，你是不想参加神学院
？He said, did your wife approve of this? No.
然后我问他，你的妻子同意这件事了吗？他说没有。
She doesn't know yet.
他还不知道这件事情。
Do you have children? Yes, I got 2 children.
那你有孩子吗？他说是的，我有两个孩子。
So if you come to Bible College, how would they survive?
然后我就问他，如果你来读神学的话，那你的妻子和孩子怎么办呢？
He said, God will provide them.
然后他就给我说，神会供应给他们。
I said, just accept me.
他说，那你就来收我做那个神学院吧。
I said, brother, go back and make sure your wife agrees with you and go and get yourself a job, okay? And look after your family until your kids are grown up before you even come.
然后当时我就对那个弟兄说，我说你回去首先要征得你妻子同意，并且呢去帮你找份工作 来养育你的孩子。
But God has called me. I said, God has called nothing.
然后当时他说，我觉得神呼召我来读这个神学。我说你不要再
You get out of here before I punch you.
我说神什么都没有呼召你。他说你赶快离开这里吧。
Can you imagine, right? I'm supposed to be looking, you know, sifting out all the students, and yet I said, you get out of here before I chuck you out.
我当时其实我是那个面试官，我其实在录取那个学生，但是当时我就很凶的态度说：“你赶快离开这里吧。”
You see, it sounds like Bible.
好像他说的好像很冠冕堂皇好像属灵的。
It sounds very spiritual.
好像看真的讲得很属灵。
Because if I say yes to him, whole family would have just suffered.
如果真的录取他，同意他做那个读神学的话，可能他整个家庭都要遭殃了。
Because God's first and foremost responsibility for a husband is look after the family first.
因为神给丈夫的第一个要求就是要
Because he says, if you can't even take care of your family, then you can't take care of God's house.
就是如果我们都不能照顾好自己的小家，如何照顾神的家呢？
And then I had another one.
然后又一个学生进来。
And I said, who are you?
我说你是谁呢？
He said, I want to come to Bible College, but I don't actually have any money. You should pay.
然后当时他说我想读神学，但是我没有钱，他说我希望你们赞助我。
Because the Bible says this and that.
然后他就用一些经文 来支持他的说法。
I said, brother, go and get yourself a job, save some money out and get some people sponsored before you come back.
然后我说这位弟兄你干脆去找份工作然后、有些积蓄以后或者找人来
赞助你 turn around before I kick your backside
我说你赶快走吧不然让我把你踢出去了
Do you see it sounds very spiritual
听上去都很属灵
But it needs somebody practical
但是也是要很实际的来看这个事情
Even someone they maybe even believe that I'm not born again
可能他们觉得当时我不是重生的基督徒
But I don't care
但是我并不在乎。
But you have to stick with what the Bible tells you.
我们必须要按照圣经的真理来教导。
Amen? Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have to know what the Bible says.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要知道圣经所讲的话。
Now, what did Jesus say in verse 12?
我们看下一节十二节。
Then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition.That you have handed down, and many such things you do.
那么这里十二节说，你们就容许他不必再奉养父母，这就是你们借着继承传统废了神的话，你们还做了许多这样的事。
Just like that so-called guy who say he's a prophet.
就好像这个人自称是先知的人。
If I allowed him to do what he said he wanted to do,
如果我让他就是随他心愿做了他想做的事情
His family would have suffered.
可能他的家庭会受到很大的伤害。
His children would have grown up hating God.
可能他的孩子会因此而埋怨神、怨恨神。
They would blame that God caused my dad to do that.
可能他会觉得是神让他的父亲不顾家人去做这个事情。
And over these 40 years, I've seen countless of examples like this.
在我过去的那个经验当中，我看过很多种这样的案例。
Where people are bound by a religious spirit, thinking I'm doing God a favor.
很多时当被宗教灵所捆绑的时候，他们觉得是按照神的心意在做这事情。
Or what I do is right.
或者我做的是对的事情。
But in fact, you're hurting the kingdom of God.
但是事实上，他们在伤害神
的国度。Not only are you binding yourself, not only are you deceiving yourself, but you are hurting everybody else around you.
就是你不光是捆绑你自己伤害你自己但是你还伤害你周围的人
That is why this coming year I pray that God will set you free
所以在这新的一年当中我真的祷告愿我们大家都得自由
If there's any trace of the religious spirit that's hindering you that's causing you to stopping you from coming closer to God we break that in Jesus' name
所以如果我们生命中有这样的任何的迹象我们被这种宗教灵所捆绑的时候我们奉耶稣基督的名来得释放
And that you will find that the Bible actually works.
在那之后，你会真的看得出这个圣经的话在我们生命当中行得通。
If we can tell what is the wheat and what is the tare,
直到我们可以分辨这个庄稼和稗子之间的区别。
We need the Holy Spirit to discern.
我们需要圣灵的帮助我们的分辨。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们需要圣灵的帮助我们。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, when I look back at this year,
当我回顾这一年的时候。
In the most struggling moments in our family.
在我的家庭当中是一次最挣扎的一个时刻。
No matter what you try to do around the, you're trying to ring this person, ring that person, you're trying to find help.
可能你尝试打电话给这个人或者那个人寻求帮助的时候。
When everybody else let you down.
或者所有人都让你失望的时候。
Have you ever been to that situation before?
有没有遇到过这样一种情况
？When everybody lets you down.
好像周围所有人让你失望了
，including the mistakes that you've made, you've let yourself down.
或者就是因为你自己所犯的错误，你觉得自己让自己失望了。
That moment is horrible.
你觉得这个那个光景是让你很
难过的。And I don't want anyone to go through that.
我不想任何人经历这样的光景。
When you come to a point where you've let yourself down, your family let you down, your friends have let you down, every person has let you down.
如果你经历这种光景，你自己让你失望，你周遭的一切，所有的人、朋友、家人都让你失望的时候
，In that moment，
在这样的一个时刻
，When you're in despair，
那你觉得很绝望的时候
，I praise God， I pray God， I praise God，
我感谢神
，That God never changes，
我感谢神是永远不改变的
，The God that I met 40 years ago is still the same God。
我四十年所认识的神，今天依然一样。
The concentrated love is still love.
那种深刻的爱仍然存在。
He showed up.
神再次出现。
When you plead before him.
当我们在神面前去哀求。
When you plead before him.
当你在神面前去寻求他的时候。
One day, two days, three days, 4 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
不管经历多长的时间，一天、一个月、一年都好。
The Bible is true.
但是圣经永远是真理。
He shows up.
神会出现。
Amen. He shows up in a way that you never realize he could show up.
神会永远以一种你意想不到的方式出现在你面前。
Even when you struggle for a long, long time, but eventually when he shows up.
就算你可能挣扎很长的时间，但是当神有一天终然出现在你面前的时候，
When the glorious God just walks into your room like a wind,
当神的荣耀的同在进入到你的房间的时候，
He can come to you like a fire,
他会好像以烈火的形式靠
近你， He can come to you like love,
他会用爱的气息接近
你， Or he can just come over you like peace,
或者一种极大的平安临到你。
But when he comes,
但是当神出现的时候，
You know it's him.
你知道是神。
And when it's him,
但当我们知道是他的时候，
you know it's Jesus.
然后你也知道是主耶稣。
And then suddenly you realize every word that the Bible says is real, it's the truth.
然后你会意识到圣经讲的每一句话其实都是真理。
Because it's in times like this do you realize that the Bible is reliable.
是在经历了这样的光景之后，你会意识到神的话语是信靠得住的。
That what you have is not religion, but a living person.
你所信的不是一个宗教，而是一个活生生的关系。
It is in times like this, do you realize Jesus is on the throne?
在这个时候，你要知道耶稣是那坐在宝座上的王。
And that he can do anything.
神有能力处理任何的问题。
I pray that this coming year is a great year for you.
我祷告在将来的新的一年当中是非常棒的一年。
But should you face an uphill struggle or an incredible problem?
所以，但是当我们经历一些信心的一些大挫折的时候，
There's one thing I can encourage you.
有一件事情我可以鼓励大家。
There's nothing greater than Jesus.
没有任何的困难，没有任何的挫折是大过耶稣的。
And because there's nothing greater than Jesus, there is no problem greater than Him.
就是因为没有任何事情是超乎耶稣，也没有任何的问题是超过耶稣的。
God can solve your problem in an instant moment.
神可以在一刻顷刻之间可以解决你的问题。
Because he has to honor his word.
因为神他必须要亲自来尊荣他的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
But if you hold on to religion, nothing will happen.
但是如果你只是抓住那种宗教的人的传统仪式
的话，没有人会发生。But if you hold on to God's word, if you hold on to the living person,
但是如果你抓住神的话语，那个活的人的话，
deliverance will come.
神的释放会临到你。
Amen.
Amen.
Because the word of God is called Jesus.
因为耶稣自己就是神的道。
He himself is called the word of God.
耶稣自己就是称为神的道。
I hope this year,You will exalt, you will lift up God's word above everything else.
我希望在新的一年当中，我们会比任何东西就更加看重神的
话语。And that all of us will find life and find deliverance from His word, but by His word.
我们每个人可以在神的话语当中得蒙祝福，得蒙释放。
May God deliver us from all the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
愿神把我们从法利赛人撒都盖人的教当中释放出来。
And set you free from every religion.
把我们从任何宗教的灵当中得释放。让我们一起祷告。
Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless every person here.
主，我们祷告，求你祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
That you will help to search our hearts.
求你帮助来省察我们的心。
And deliver us.
主，求你来释放我们。
And break every chain of the enemy.
主，求你来斩断仇敌一切的锁链。
Break his chain of tradition of men.
主，把一些人的传统和世俗的传统来破打破。
Break the chains of every lie.
把任何谎言的捆绑斩断。
That is dressed up as truth.
主，让我们来寻求你的真理。
Set us free, Lord.
主，求你来释放我们。
Lord, help us this coming year.
主，帮助我们在2024年。
That every time when we close our eyes.
就是每次我们闭上眼睛
We see Jesus on the throne
我们见到那坐在宝座上的主耶稣
A God who has done everything for us
主已经完成了这一切的工
He didn't just leave us, He's with us
主你没有来撇下我们做孤儿，你是与我们同在的。
And may we find freedom，
当我们在你里面得自由的时候，
from all our anxieties，
从我们所有的焦虑当中，
from all our worries，
我们所有的担忧当中，
from all the difficulties of life，
从我们生活的一切的困难当中，
that we find Jesus there for us，
我们会遇到耶稣，你就在这里。
And may the wind of God，
主愿意是您的风，
the fire of God，
圣灵的火，
the presence of God，
圣灵的同在，
the voice of God，
主你那微妙的声音，
that will come to embrace us，
来亲自的临到我们，来环绕我们。
I want you to spend a few moments as we worship the Lord，
我想大家花点时间当我们来敬拜神的时候。
If you don't know how to worship in Mandarin，It doesn't matter. Just sense God's presence coming over you.
不问这个歌词你会不会唱，但是我们就专注在神的同在当
中。Let God's blessing come upon you.
愿神的祝福临到我们。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。Hallelujah.
夫妇在你面前，夫妇。Shine. 坚定，勇敢向前行。心坚定，勇敢向前行。我的心专属于你，专属于你。我的主，我一生。
Lord, I pray for all of our families.
主为我们所有的家庭祷告。
That this Christmas, Father,
主在圣诞将要来临的时候
，We know how precious Jesus is.
主，我们知道我们的主如此的珍贵。
That the baby in the manger is now king on the throne.
在马槽中卧的那个婴孩，如今成为宝座上的君王。
It is not far away.
主，你并不是遥遥在上的神。
He is with us by the Holy Spirit.
主，你见你的圣灵就住在我们的里面。
He loves us.
主，你爱我们。
So I ask you, Lord, to set us free.
所以主，我们祷告你来释放我们。
From every hindrance.
任何的难阻。
Every tradition of man.
任何人的传统。
Help us to see who you really are.
让我们来真正的认识你的所是。
So that we can have this precious Jesus.
以致我们可以真的有耶稣在我们的里面。
Lord, I pray that every one of us, oh God, will seek to serve you.
主啊，让我们在座的每一个人，我们都来寻求你，来服侍你。
As we receive you in our homes.
当我们在我们家中领受你的时候。
And may our children, oh God, come to know you.
愿我们的孩子也愿意来认识你的主。
And may you open the doors.
主，愿你敞开那扇门。
For them to have a future.
让他们在你里面有一个将来。
Bless them, O God.
主祝福我们的儿女。
No matter how things are happening in the world.
不管这个世界发生怎样的变化。
Our lives are safe.
主，我们的生命在你手中是安全的。
We seek to do the right things.
让我们来寻求来做对的事情。
We seek to act on the good things, Lord.
主，让我们做那善事。
For you are only you, Lord, is good.
因为除你外，没有一个人是良善的。
Only you are good.
只有你是那良善的。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你，我的主。
Ask you to bless us.
主来祝福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward. See you next.